In this bulletin, National Cabinet to meet as half the country remains in lockdown, two more deaths linked to the AstraZeneca vaccine confirmed, and in sport, Australia and New Zealand withdraw from the 2021 Rugby League World Cup. With the latest SBS News, I'm Amy Hall. Australia's coronavirus vaccine rollout, including the reliance on pharmacists to deliver jabs, is expected to be on the agenda when National Cabinet meets today. The federal government says its plans to expand the number of pharmacies able to administer AstraZeneca vaccines are being brought forward from September to mid-August. The meeting will also cover business support payments, international passenger arrivals, and the next stage of the review being conducted into the hotel quarantine system. The federal opposition says Prime Minister Scott Morrison shouldn't be issuing public health advice in relation to COVID-19 vaccines. A man from Tasmania and a woman from Victoria, both in their 40s, have died from an extremely rare blood clotting disorder linked to the AstraZeneca vaccine. Labor's health spokesman, Mark Butler, has sent his best wishes to the relatives of the patients who died.
Our thoughts are with the families and the loved ones of two Australians aged in their 40s who are reported today to have lost their lives because of clotting events associated with the first dose of AstraZeneca.
But he says Mr. Morrison delivered mixed messages about the shot. 41 employees at a Melbourne hospital have been temporarily stood down after one of their colleagues worked while infectious with COVID-19. The staff member worked one shift during their infectious period at Casey Hospital in the city's outer southeast, before being confirmed to have the virus yesterday. The other hospital staff are awaiting their test results. Meanwhile, Prahran Market will reopen today after a COVID-positive shopper forced it to shut yesterday. New South Wales residents are being urged to be on alert for false messaging circulating on social media about supermarket closures. The fake reports pose as an official health alert and claim supermarkets in the state are closing for 4 days next week. New South Wales Health has confirmed the reports aren't true, reminding people to get COVID-19 information from trusted government websites. Meanwhile, authorities have detected fragments of COVID-19 in the Byron Bay sewage treatment plant as part of the state's ongoing surveillance program. Health officials say there are no known cases of coronavirus in the area, which raises some concern. The federal government is awaiting a decision by the UNESCO World Heritage Committee that could label the Great Barrier Reef as an endangered natural site. The committee, which is meeting virtually and in the Chinese city of Fuzhou, is expected to vote on the draft decision tonight. Australian politicians have publicly campaigned against the reef being classified as in danger, as they fear it will hurt the image of the natural wonder. Overseas, and Norwegians have paused to remember the 77 people killed 10 years ago in an Oslo bombing and the Utøya Island massacre. A white supremacist detonated a car bomb in Oslo which left 8 people dead before going to the island and shooting dozens at a youth camp. Norway's Prime Minister Erna Solberg has addressed a memorial service and church bells rang out for 5 minutes. NATO Secretary-General and former Norwegian Prime Minister Jens Stoltenberg has condemned the killer.
In the hours after the bomb went off in the government quarter, many thought that extreme Islamists were responsible. But the perpetrator was a right-wing extremist. He misused Christian symbols.
To sport, and organisers of the Rugby League World Cup say they were given limited notice about Australia and New Zealand's decision to withdraw from the 2021 event. The team cited player welfare and safety concerns as the reason, while calling for the tournament to be delayed until 2022 to minimise the risk of COVID-19. It's due to be held in the United Kingdom in October and November. Australia is the current world champion. And now for a look at today's weather. Showers and 18 degrees in Perth, a shower or two in Adelaide and 14, a possible early shower in Melbourne and 11, partly cloudy in Hobart and 13, Rain at times in Canberra and 10 degrees. A possible shower in Wollongong and 17. Much the same in Sydney, also 17. A possible shower in Newcastle as well and 18 degrees. A shower or two in Brisbane and 21. Mostly sunny in Cairns, 28. And a sunny day in Darwin and 31. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.